Fathom invites you to It's the Little Things. A genteel ghost in a lonely house, infatuated by a new tenant with a penchant for bad dates. Who was this woman? And what was it about her?
It was 15 years walking those halls alone. Something was wrong with the house. Things that died there, well, they just couldn't leave. I found that out the hard way. When I was alive, never worried about choking on my dinner all alone in my house. You know how embarrassing it is to watch your neighbors find your body a full week later, slumped over a chair after having attempted to give yourself a solo Heimlich maneuver? Probably not. At least my cat hadn't eaten my eyes yet. And then time passed. The house stayed on the market. No one wants to buy a house where someone else has died alone. It's not scary. It's just, you know, sad. Then she bought it. A young widow. Gorgeous raven hair, beautiful red lips. She was everything I had ever dreamed of. And hey, we were around the same age. Or at least my age when the clock stopped. I did the best I could as the thing she couldn't see. You know, never once did I enter her bedroom. The bathroom was off limits, needless to say. I didn't wake her up at night rattling chains or setting off music boxes. And if the temperature dropped when I entered the room, I just, you know, turn up the thermostat. Honestly, maybe the best relationship I ever had. But then the men came. Of course, she was young. She was single. She didn't know that I existed. Story more life. Thing was, it seemed like she didn't like any of these guys. You know, I'd retire to the attic during the dates, and the guys were always gone by the morning. I'd see her outside in the garden, just digging and digging to get her frustration out, or cleaning, always obsessively cleaning the kitchen. I think I even heard her in the bedroom once, but the encounter sounded brief and a bit like a struggle. I'm no pervert, though. I didn't listen long, but still, I'd hear her muttering to herself.
Why are they all so dirty? God, his laugh, so obnoxious. Why must they always chew so loud?
Look, I love a woman who knows what she wants. She couldn't have been more perfect. It was when I watched her knife slide so easily across the throat of the ninth man that the picture became crystal clear. How could I have been so blind? She was more than perfect, and as she lay down newspaper to stop the spread of the ruby-red fountain gushing from his neck, I thought to myself, I hope she never leaves. After the 18th disappearance, they caught on. I could see the red and blue lights flash through the attic windows, and I thought to myself, oh no, this is it, they're gonna take her. But I quickly broke my own rule, burst through the bedroom door with all my force, and she gasped as she looked up from her suitcase.
You!
I knew she would never hear me, but as she looked vaguely in my direction, I poured my heart out. She was the one I'd been waiting for, but it was too late. The police had broken down the front door, and as they were ascending the stairs, I knew it was over. As they pushed straight through me, it finally happened. I heard her say,
I knew you were here the whole time.
She smiled as the police pressed her head to the ground. And just for a moment, as they led her back down the stairs out the front door, I knew she'd come back to me. It's hard to get updates on current events when you're dead, but even if she gets convicted, I still hope she comes back here someday. They still haven't dug up the garden, so maybe she'll get away with it. In the meantime, I wait. But at least I won't be alone. I've got the guys here now. 18 of them, in fact. I just wish they didn't chew so loud.
It's the Little Things was performed by Connor O'Donnell and Catherine Clark Ray, and written by Gavin Mevius. Fathom was created by Dan Mecca, Connor O'Donnell, and Nick Roviza. Happy Halloween!